is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free energy healing on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
Next up, right now, it's Wolf Wellness, one of our newer shows with Kelly. Let's bring her on to reintroduce herself, her show, and what's up for today. Kelly, welcome back.
Hi, Nicole. Thank you so much. So today we're going to talk about the energetic fields around the body, what they actually do, their purpose, how to keep them clear, and how sound can be a wonderful tool to help clear and I guess, quote unquote, heal those etheric layers.
Beautiful. We do have a caller holding so far, so I'll just let you know. You can tell us when you want us to go there in between your presentation.
Yeah, I just wanted to give people a little bit of background on the energetic fields just kind of some, I guess, rules in the bounds of physics, so they can kind of understand, because this is a very complicated subject that we could go on for hours about. Okay. So after I do that, I'll take that caller. So basically, around our physical body, we have an energetic layer. Some people call it an aura. Some call it the biofield or the electromagnetic field as well. It is a reflection of our physical body, but our physical body is a reflection of this energetic field. And, you know, I can see these layers around the body when I have a client on the table. Excuse me. So, and it's really interesting when I see maybe some issue that's happening around the body in that etheric layer or in those energetic layers. There is the pathology in the physical body that is relating to that. So I'm just going to give you guys a few things that I want you to keep in mind. So once energy is created, it can never be destroyed, but it can always be transmuted. Another is we are frequency beings living in a frequency universe. So nothing is truly solid. The energies in your outer environment connect in that field consciously or unconsciously. And the last one is being that it is electromagnetic, like attracts like. So that old adage, they say that opposites attract. Well, that's actually not true. Okay. So actually, I'll take the first caller. If that's okay, Nicole.
Okay, let's do the color. Maybe if there's time after, we'll get you to go in way more in depth on those 4 points, because those seem pretty big. Let's go to 415. Yes. 415, you're first up today. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, this is Anne from New Mexico.
Hi, Anne.
Hi, Anne.
Hi. I haven't heard your show before, so what kind of questions or mediumship or what or energy healing, or I'm not sure what.
Well, actually, I do a few different therapies, but definitely energy healing and some sound. Sound is really my jam, so sound is very effective, even over the phone. So did you have any questions for me at all?
Have you had anything that works with healing tinnitus in my left? I have it in my left ear.
Okay. Yeah. You know, tinnitus is really interesting. Tinnitus is all stress-based. Yeah, tinnitus is a tough one in as far as Western medicine goes, because I have tinnitus in my left ear. As far as Western medicine goes, they do not even know the mechanics behind tinnitus. They understand that it's an issue with the ear, how the ear processes sound, but they don't understand tinnitus at all, which is quite interesting. It's definitely based on stress. Have you had issues with like loud sounds in your early life, or?
I don't know. It's been so many.
Okay. So you don't really, no accident, no nothing that helped this, that made this show up.
Hello? Sorry?
Anne? Sorry. Did you have, was there an accident or anything before you had your tinnitus?
No.
Okay. And you said it's in your left ear?
Yes.
Okay. I will tell you what I'm picking up on. So left is female. That's the female side. Quite often, there's a disconnect with not necessarily your femininity, but power in general. The power in your femininity, like feeling, I guess the word would be feeling empowered, that you are a divine feminine being, that you're enough as a woman. I don't know if that resonates with you at all. Quite often, tinnitus will show up in a relationship that's not really healthy if you're living in that, whether it's male or female, but maybe based on you feeling like you're less. Does that resonate with you, Sam?
Maybe mm-hmm. like it from my 20s, maybe like early relationships, but nothing recent. Yeah.
Yeah, I think what we need to do with the kids coming up in this next incarnation is to really, you know, let them know that they are enough as to who they are, and they are soul connected to source. So I can see a color around you if you want to know what that is.
Sure.
Okay, so you have a really beautiful, like a crystal, I would call it a crystalline light blue. Very watery, very, very beautiful, very strong.
Nice.
Really connected to the divine feminine, which many of us who are incarnated in this time are. Really, really beautiful. Sometimes looking back, so I'm going to go in more into the etheric field, but looking back in your life, even if it was something that seemed very minor, we hold on to these, I don't know, I don't want to say that it was necessarily a trauma, but we hold on to these maybe belief systems. And then they affect us on a physical level. So the ears, if you think about hearing, it's all about whether we want to hear it or whether we don't want to hear it. And unconsciously, there might be something that just turned that ear off because you don't want to hear any more about how you're not enough as a feminine being, beautiful feminine being, right? I can tell you from my own experience, mine is also left side.
Yeah.
So, and that has a lot to do with it, just being enough, feeling like you are enough.
Okay.
Especially as a woman.
Ever lessened or improved?
Say again?
Has yours changed, your tinnitus? Has it lessened or improved?
You know what, that's a really good question, because mine was diagnosed as inner ear damage, but it actually is getting better. As a sound therapist, I work with sound all day, and I've noticed in the last maybe few months that everything sounds louder, and the ringing is definitely better. When I'm stressed out, it rings much louder. When I when I'm centered, and you know, everything is heart centered, I feel happy. I barely notice it. So, yeah, really interesting. Very, very interesting. But that's what's coming up for me. But just know that your color is absolutely stunning.
So. Yeah, that's funny. I have a light blue, kind of like electric blue car, and I associate a lot with Michael, Archangel Michael. And
so much.
Blue is every day around me, for sure, on the outside.
Yeah. And that's, There's no coincidence, right?
Yeah.
That you're drawn to that color because that's you. It's beautiful.
Great, thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much for the call.
All right.
Okay.
And we're going to another caller straight away while we have them. 630, you're next. You're live with Kelly. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My first name is Dion, and I am in Wisconsin right now.
Hi, Dion.
Hi.
Okay, so what do you have a question for me?
So my thing is I've been doing healing on myself because I had a lot of physical ailments, but physically I'm feeling fine now. My issue is more or less like aligning with knowing my worth. Like, I feel like I do, but then I teeter-totter, and I don't know why.
Okay. So this is a subject that has come up for so many people, including myself, knowing that you're enough. So a lot of it depends with certain people on what's going on in your personal life. So I'm just going to give you an example. So if somebody comes into your life who is maybe trying to control you or telling you to do something you don't really want to do or even bullying you, it's really easy to blame that person. But whatever shows up in your life is based on you and how you feel. So sometimes clearing out those relationships that don't resonate with you, that are not at your frequency, that affect you in a negative way, it's so incredibly healing. So speaking your truth. And I know this can be hard because it can be a family member. It can be, you know, even a spouse. But there is really true grace in speaking your truth. Not in an angry way, just your truth, what you want for yourself. Is there somebody in your life that's affecting you in a negative way?
I mean, there was, and I did move away from that, but, I'm by myself, and I don't have a support system, really. Like, I'm really by myself. Like, I don't have any family or anything like that, so it's just me in my head all day. That's where the problem really lies.
Okay.
I think,
What about friends? Do you have friends?
I do have friends, but I feel like they're always busy, like, doing their own thing. So it's not like anybody really has time for Dion.
Yeah. So it sounds like you just really need that support system. You know, we all do. We're social creatures. You know, taking an action, you know, to do something social, right? It's really easy to close your doors, shut your windows, and stay home in your safe place, quote-unquote safe place. But getting out is everything. So do you have any hobbies or anything that you like to do that you enjoy, any courses you want to take, anything like that?
Yeah, see, I agree with that. I relocated from Illinois to Wisconsin last year, hoping to, like, meet more like-minded people, and it really didn't pan out for me. So now I'm going to relocate down to Florida to hopefully find a new support system down there.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. Yeah. Florida's a beautiful state, beautiful weather. So, you know, the biggest thing is taking that action, right, to change the circumstance. You can, prayer is so powerful. I do believe in it. But you can pray all day long, but unless you take that action, it will not crystallize into your holographic reality. So, you know, like I said, whatever shows up for you is a reflection of how you feel. You can say that you love yourself, but if you really don't feel it, right, sometimes, though, when you're feeling isolated, you're like, how is to take action and get out? When are you going to Florida? When are you leaving?
I can leave pretty much at any time. I was planning, like, within the next 30 days.
Okay. So, I mean, for me personally, you know, I've moved around my whole life. And when I came up here to Canada, I knew a few people, but boy, did I ever find my tribe when I just started speaking my truth, when I let my freak flag fly. I, you know, there were many years where I was really afraid of the persecution of telling people, you know, complete strangers what I see and what I do and what I'm seeing around them. And now, but it was the best thing I ever did for myself. And I drew in so many amazing, amazing people. So just know that those people are out there waiting for you. So if you're afraid to open up to that type of spirituality, don't be, if that is an issue for you. Just let that freak flag fly and you'll see. It's, you know, that's your truth, who you are. And you'll draw in the people who are at the same frequency as you.
So give me an example of how you spoke your truth so I can start doing that from where I'm standing today.
Yeah, so, well, I mean, for me, I started, you know, I could see when I was a kid, but when I really started just advertising it, and even if that's not what you do for a living or, you know, what you want to do, you can find, like, social media, you can find all kinds of wonderful events. You can meet people maybe who will resonate with you. You know, I went to drum circles. I went to moon ceremonies. I went to, you know, and just the group of people that I have in my life now just grew exponentially. And I decided when I met these people, you know, I was anonymous to them and I could just be my new authentic self. And it was the best thing I ever did. So just not being afraid to talk about maybe subjects that are a little bit off the cuff, because you sound like somebody who likes to do that. Is that right?
Well, I'm an author and I wrote a book. So like going out and speaking, I wrote a memoir, true story. So I can go out there more and, you know, do things that relate to that. I actually did start that when I came up here to, you know, Wisconsin, and I'd like to continue doing that, just that. So, you know, maybe I am moving in the right direction. Maybe it's not as fast as I want it to be, but I can definitely do more of that online.
And that's true. You can do online, which is great. Putting yourself out there is definitely, you know, something that challenges you is going to make you grow, right? But getting out there in the physical world is really important as well. Like, I don't know what your hobbies are, what you enjoy, or what type of people you want in your life, but finding, like I said, finding any kind of events that are going on, and just get out there and meet people.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Sounds like we're done. Thanks for calling in. Keep in touch. Let us know how it goes. We've got a lull on the lines here. This would be a great time to get you to break down those four kind of physics of the metaphysics points you were bringing up earlier, Kelly.
Yes. Okay. So I want to talk about there are several different fields around the body. I'm really going to just talk about mostly the etheric layer, but I'll just tell you what these layers are. So the layers around the body are the etheric, the emotional, the mental, the astral, the etheric template, the celestial body, and the cathartic body. So I want to talk about the etheric. So the etheric template, the celestial body, and the cathartic, those are the higher density layers around the body that connect you with source, with your guides, with your higher self. But I want to talk about the etheric body because that is so important. So this is a layer that's just a few inches off the body, and this is where our far infrared sits, which is our ability to heal. It drives our physical body, but also protects the body. It is the chi or the prana that pretty much keeps your physical body going. All I can tell you is that these layers around your body are so important, but they also draw everything in. But what's really interesting about the etheric layer of the body is it is the seat of the memory. So in these layers around your body are all of the memories of all of the experiences of all of the timelines you've ever lived. Now, that's a lot of information. And there's a scientist named Rupert Sheldrake who studied these layers around the body in the 80s. And this is really interesting. This is what he says. He says that he calls these layers, or this layer, the biofield. But he says DNA is the recipient of information from the biofield through the physical body, which instructs it to act in a certain way. Another thing he says is DNA is the antenna that receives and transmits information from your underlying etheric or light body template. And our body maintains coherence and organization from this inherent communication system. He also had a really interesting theory that this is where some phobias or musical gifts come from these energetic layers that are holding these memories. So maybe from your past experiences, but even your family line, which is really interesting, which explains how, you know, you have kids in the family who are really gifted musically because the parents are. Beverly Rubik, another scientist, she said that the electromagnetic field utilizes bioinformation for self-regulation. So this is why I think it's really, really important to take care of those energetic layers, or just be aware that these energetic layers can be manipulated and can be healed, and in turn will heal the physical body, because the physical body is just a more dense version of these etheric layers. Do you guys have any questions? I know that's a lot of information. Any questions? Do you have any questions, Nicole? If not, I can just keep going.
Personally, I don't have any, nothing's coming up. You sort of caught me off guard. I wasn't ready with questions. But I'll tell you that I interviewed Rupert Sheldrake many moons ago, and he's a terribly interesting person. Love him.
Oh, wow. That is fascinating. Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, carry on.
Okay. All right. So let's talk about past lives. So when I see a person who comes to me and they're having some issues, I always scan their biofield. And sometimes I'll see some density in there, and that density could be related to a past life, some trauma from a past life, or even something that's going on in this life. You know, it's, or it could be kind of a little bit of everything. So you can't change what happened in a past life on any specific timeline. But what you can do is you can change perspective, or you can heal it, or understand that it was a choice. Also, what I see is a lot of what I call other people's stuff or quote-unquote cords that are stuck in people's energetic fields. So sometimes what you need to think is, why am I thinking this way, or why am I feeling this way? This isn't normally me. Is it from somebody else's energy? Because remember, we are electromagnetic, so we draw the stuff in. And so there are ways, there are tools that you can use to clear this. And the tools are extremely simple. I cut cords all day long. Whenever a client leaves, even if it was an amazing, positive, great experience, I always tell them, cut those cords. It just keeps you more present. If you're going into a place where there are a lot of people, like a big mall, right, I suggest cutting cords. I cut cords every night before I go to sleep. It clears your field. And like I said, we are conscious creators. And once energy is created, it can never be destroyed, but we can transmute it. So you can always just clear your energy field before you go to bed. Actually, I would love to do some clearing for everybody to show you how to do that. Can I? Can we do that, Nicole?
Absolutely. That sounds brilliant. Let's do it.
Okay. All right. Great. So, you know, especially if we've had many incarnations in into a lower density like the one that we're living in now, we're gonna accumulate all kinds of, you know, experiences, right? But remember, this is wisdom. So never think that any of the stuff we ever experience is bad. You never want to change it, because you would change who you are now. And, you know, who you are now is exactly who you're supposed to be. Okay, but we can make it more positive. So what I like to do is, let's cut cords. Okay, so when you cut a cord, it doesn't mean that you're forgetting about this person, that you're, you know, but you're basically just cutting a cord that doesn't necessarily belong to you, or that you just don't need at that moment. You just, it helps you be more present and clear. So what I want you to do is I want you to imagine a cord that's plugged into your body. And I want you to imagine that that cord holds some kind of a belief, like aging, or your vision getting worse, or your tinnitus making you crazy, or even, you know, what you ate the day before that wasn't necessarily healthy, or maybe something you did years ago that you wished that you would have done something different, right? These, like I said, we accumulate these cords, whether they're from past life, this life, but we all day long, okay? So I want you to imagine that this cord doesn't serve you anymore. It's an old cord. It's dusty. It doesn't have a ground on it. It's old. You don't need it. It doesn't belong to you. It's a belief, but maybe not a very positive belief. Okay. So what I want you to do is close your eyes. And I just want you to pull that cord out. Literally pull it out. Use your hand, pull it out. And when you pull this cord out, I want you to transmute it to the highest vibration of love and light. Because remember, it's energy that you've created or you've attracted, either way. So what I want you to do is see this beautiful cord transition into a light blue, bright white with gold around it, energy, and just watch it dissipate and go where it needs to go. Okay, so that's how you get rid of cords. Now, it can be done a lot quicker than the way I explained it. You can literally cut cords in seconds, okay? So you can do this in your head. You can use your imagination. You can do it in your mind's eye, or you can physically do it, okay? Now, cutting cords for someone else, remember there are laws in the universe, so that person has to allow that, okay? So just always remember that. And then a beautiful way to clear your field, okay? Because remember, your field holds all of the emotions, all of the experiences, thing you've ever done on every timeline. Okay, so what I want everyone to do is close your eyes. Take a big, deep breath. And I am going to read something here. You can say it with me if you like, okay? So I call upon Archangel Michael and his legions alongside the Akashic beings of light and divine source. Please surround me with your light and love. Keep me protected and safe as I order the release and clearing of all energies, interferences, thoughts, feelings, patterns, programming, and imprinting across time and space in all dimensions and levels and all places and planes that are not in alignment with my highest and best Akashic blueprint. You are to leave my body, my mind, and my energy field now and forever. Please remove and recycle this energy for the highest good of all. So it is, so it is, so it is. I am free. Okay, everybody, keep your eyes closed. I'm just going to clear the field with a little bit of high frequency here. All right, and that's it.
So
how does everybody
feel? Some people are probably wondering how they maintain that and not immediately get all mucked up again.
Yeah, that's a good question. You just keep repeating it. Like I said, I clear my field every night and cut cords every night before I go to bed and sometimes throughout the day as well. You know, like I said, we are electromagnetic, but you can clear and transmute. Intention is everything, okay? Keeping that kind of what I call noise out of your field. It allows much more beautiful flow to come in energetically when you keep these fields clean. So just keep repeating. Repeat, rinse, repeat, rinse.
We actually have an email question from Tracy in Ontario, and she's asking for help with, she struggles with grounding and wondering if you have any trade secrets.
Ah, grounding. Yeah, one of my biggest challenges myself. So grounding, number one, get outside. Getting outdoors, even for just a few minutes. If you have a job that's indoors, just take a break and go outside. That's one. The other thing is honestly, I find every once in a while I just want to go eat kind of a heavier, dense meal. I know that the movement is, you know, for a lot of people is vegan or extremely low carb. And honestly, I find just eating a meal that's maybe potatoes, right, or some root vegetables, or, you know, even some bread, which I don't eat a lot of, but that will really help, or even a nice stew, any kind of a stew, anything nurturing and warming, that can be very, very grounding. Grounding is definitely challenging. Listening to some beautiful tones, you can do that on YouTube. Any of those YouTube videos for grounding are quite good. Anything at all, walking around barefoot. So those are definitely some things. But sometimes just eating something that's a little more dense and heavy, that's not necessarily unhealthy, can really help.
All right. We actually have another email question from that area of the woods as well. Michelle in Ontario, she said she's battling something that feels like chronic fatigue, and she's wondering if you can tune in or send her any energy or advice.
Okay. Can you tell me what her name is again?
Button's a little delayed.
Nicole,
on the board here. Michelle in Ontario.
Michelle, okay. So, Michelle, what's coming up for me is, remember, there's never anything outside of us. Everything comes from within or what we've attracted. But I'm definitely seeing something from a family line, maybe something that definitely needs to be cleared. Okay. So it's really interesting. So some of this generational energy, I had some that was cleared from me, and it did make a difference. It was subtle at first, but I definitely noticed after a few months that what was holding me back, or holding my life back, I would say, with this energy. So when you come in, you agree to take on some of this energy, because remember, time is all happening at once. So all of your ancestors are living their lives right now, and you've chosen to take on some of this. And this could go 20, 30 generations back, not necessarily relating to anything that's happening with your mom or your dad right now. But I think I definitely see something on your dad's side, something relating to overwork. This is old, though. This is very old. So let's see what we can do here. Let's see if we can clear this out of your field. All right. And, you know, anybody who's listening now, close your eyes and see if this helps you. I'm going to do a little bit of sound here. Okay. Okay. So take a big deep breath, close your eyes, and just get comfortable. Here we go. So what I want you to do and feel this energy of overwork and fatigue. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. What I want you to do is I want you to see this energy clearing and leaving not just your physical body, but your energetic field. I want you to send gratitude to this energy for the lesson. And I want you to transmute this energy. So take this energy, transmute it to a beautiful arrangement, whatever arrangement you want to see physically, of white, blue, and gold. And as this energy leaves, I want you to send it back to those previous generations to help heal them. Because what heals them heals you. Yeah, I see a lot of just overwork, too much work, too much hard labor. Remember, this is not your energy. This is from your family line. You chose to take it on, but you do not need to carry this any longer. Okay. Let's think about fatigue. What is fatigue? Fatigue is a slowing down, right? It's a stagnation of energy, right? And your biofield that arranges your physical body is holding this. So now you've let it go. Just know that you have the power to move this out. The sound is just kind of stirs it up and helps move it out. Okay. So take a big deep breath. And I just want you to say, I am free. And just know it with everything in you. Okay.
Sound is so powerful. It's just amazing how that can move energy. I guess I would ask the same question on behalf of Michelle in Ontario as well. How does she not pick that up again?
Like I said, just keep clearing your field, always having gratitude for what you've drawn in and what's come into your field, but you can just clear it and transmute it, right? And just know that nothing is outside of us. So what shows up in your life, your holographic reality, your life, however you want to define it, what shows up, if there's no coincidence there. So step outside and say, okay, this is showing up. This is not pleasant. Why is this showing up? How do I feel about myself? Okay, thank you for the lesson. Let's move forward. Clear that person out. Cut that cord. You know, a big thing is in, you know, COVID, I think, taught us that relationships, you know, that we all have different ideas about life. And I know COVID has really shifted a lot of relationships. But finding the people who resonate with you, who resonate the same as you. No one's better than another, but finding people, a collective of people, that you just feel comfortable with, that you just know you can be yourself with. That's all I can say. No one can control another person. No one can change another person's idea about things. It's all about just keeping, I guess, keeping what I call the noise out of your field. And the noise can be an unhealthy relationship. So just clearing the unhealthy relationships out and keep them healthy. Relationships ebb and flow. The only thing that's forever is our soul. You know, relationships come and go in our life to teach us lessons. So when a relationship changes, it doesn't end. It just changes. The frequency just changes. That's all.
And on that note, we're at the final five minutes to the top. So your main points, takeaways, wrapping up, shameless self-promotion, all that good stuff.
Yeah, so just know that the energetic body really is a big player in the physical body. My advice is get on YouTube, find a beautiful meditation that makes your body feel good, that makes your heart feel good, that makes your mind feel good. Their sound is so incredibly, incredibly, incredibly effective when it comes to healing the physical body. Really, a lot of fatigue comes from just a lot of emotions that are built up. Maybe a lot of traumas, a lot of negative emotions. So keep doing those clearings. Keep cutting those cords. If you're not in Edmonton, I do Zoom sessions. I do 2 hours with you. We'll do some sound healing. We'll cover all that stuff. I'll give you some tools. But all I can say is sound has been incredibly, incredibly healing for me personally. I've seen so many wonderful things with my clients, both animal and people. So like I said, if you have any questions, you can email me anytime or text me, call me. My number is on the website. And, yeah, I can definitely help. So
I'm actually kind of curious, before you run off, how sound healing works for, like you mentioned, animals. Like, so say if I brought my dog in for a session, how do they react to the sound?
It's really interesting. Every animal is a little bit different, and so I really try to honor that. I will say horses and cats, they seem to have a real interesting affinity to sound. Dogs are great. It depends on the dog. Some dogs love the low frequency. Some dogs love the high frequency. I do both. So I'll just I kind of look, see what the animal's doing. I really try to pay attention to, their behaviors, right? And I always try to, get their permission as well. Instead of, manhandling them, I always show them what I'm going to do before I do it. but they have a wonderful reaction. Typically, animals get very sleepy. Like horses literally go to sleep within 5 minutes. I have a video on my YouTube channel that you'll see a horse sleeping after just some forks. It's really, really
interesting because they're so responsive to energy. So it'd be an interesting topic for a future show.
My belief is that their biofield is a little bit stronger, a little bit bigger. They pick up on frequencies a lot quicker. I can tell you most of my horse clients, what's going on with their horse is usually what's going on with them. So the horse is picking that up. Yeah.
You hear that for dog owners as well, too, a lot. Well, maybe cats, too. I don't know. Maybe not so much.
Absolutely. Yes. And actually, all those questions can be answered next month because I'm going to have the animal communicator and healer that I work with. Shirley Benson, she's going to be on next month.
Oh, there. Like I psychically knew or something. Oh, there you go.
Of course she did.
A little preview for next time. I love it. That's perfect. Yeah. Awesome. Well, Kelly, it was an interesting ride today. Thanks for being you and bringing what you are doing forward. It was looking forward to next time. Big time already. I'll bring my dog.
Excellent. For sure. Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much, Nicole, and thank you to all the callers. I really appreciate everyone listening in and calling in today.
Yay. Kelly, Wolf Wellness with Kelly, all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. We're back with more right after this quick break.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
You're listening to News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained since January 1997. We began our 25th year in broadcasting in January 2022, and we're just getting started, exploring the edge of human consciousness and possibility on planet Earth with founder and journalist Nicole Marie Whitney at the helm. What's really real and what's really possible? That is what we want to know. Join us at newsforthesoul.com. newsforthesoul.com.